All right, so let's talk about how to modify your value statement draft so they speak to the current reality we're facing right now. Now, here's the good news. The bones of your value statement and how you approach your positioning are still the same, regardless of what's going on in the world right now. You still need to be clear about what it is you do, for whom, so what target market you can best serve, what makes you different from most others out there, and why those differences would matter to that particular target market. But you should supplement your statement and the resulting copy you write from that internal value statement with some specific words. Doing so is going to help ensure that you're speaking to the current reality and are aligned with that reality. So I want to show you an example of this. This is Mike Michalowicz's website. Mike Michalowicz is he's an excellent author, and his target market is entrepreneurs, small business owners. He's got some amazing books out there. They're all great. I haven't read his latest one, Fix This Next, but everything he puts out is fantastic. And I don't remember the exact headlines and copy that Mike had on his website a couple of months ago before things started, shifting, okay? So let me put it to you that way. But here's what I do know. It wasn't what you see right here, okay? And I want to show you how what you're working on right now will eventually translate into some just simple messages that speak to the current reality. So we're going to get to website copy in the next session, but I want to kind of see where we're going with this, okay? I believe his headline was something to the effect of entrepreneurship simplified or entrepreneurship made simple, okay? In fact, that's kind of his tagline over here. But notice how he, just by making a very slight adjustment, he's really speaking to what's top of mind for entrepreneurs right now. Entrepreneurship simplified for uncertain times, okay? Very, very powerful, simple change. Come down here and you see that it's he did a very similar thing. I'm sure that in December 2019, this was not the message, okay? But notice what a slight adjustment here, what a difference it would make. It's hard to grow a business when the economy is working against you. In December 2019, the economy was doing extremely well, okay? So right now he's had to, again, shift that thinking. Otherwise, it's going to feel out of touch. It's going to feel insensitive. It's going to feel like, well, maybe he does this for people, you know, when times are great. Well, no, he is just talking about the current reality. Okay. So, again, we're not going to get into web copy yet. And, I want you to keep in mind that the value statement is an internal exercise right now. It's not meant to be elegant and to be in finished copy form, but I want to just give you a heads up on how just making slight adjustments in how you communicate those four pillars is going to make a big, big difference. So at this stage, here's what's going to help you, okay? I find that having a kind of a palette of key words and copy makes this process a lot easier. And that's what I'm going to give you right now. And you're going to have a copy of this. So, you know, don't worry about taking all this down. But I'm going to give it to you in two different sets, okay? This first set is words that reflect the new marketplace reality, okay? In times of uncertainty, okay? We just saw that in Michalowicz's site. In uncertain times, in scary times. Again, this is exactly what I said. This is a word palette, okay? So this is not finished copy. This is not complete sentences. These are just keywords and key phrases. In a difficult economy, in a downturn, when the economy is working against you, all right? So think about how you can maybe work some of these into your value statement. Here's some others. More value out of what you already have. Better results with tighter marketing budgets, doing more with less, squeezing more value out of your copy and content, making your marketing actually work for you, getting a higher return or high returns for every marketing dollar. There's a typo there. I apologize. So see, this is the kind of message that you know, when times are great, it feels out of touch. But now that things have changed, this is how marketers and business owners are thinking. It's like everything has got to count. Okay, so that's the first bucket, which is words and phrases that reflect the new reality that your prospects are facing right now. This next bucket is words that reflect what you do or how you help now. Okay, you saw some of that in the previous bucket, but this is a little bit more direct. Okay, I can help with COVID-19/coronavirus content marketing projects. So notice that's very specific, right? I help businesses write marketing content that works in uncertain times. I help businesses in the, you know, fill in the blank target market. Market smarter during the economic downturn. Market, by the way, there being a verb. Market smarter. I help you get more value out of your limited marketing dollars. I help you pivot and market more effectively during a crisis. I help clients get more value out of their marketing assets without breaking the bank or breaking the budget. I help you repurpose and rework marketing content. I help you get more value out of your existing marketing assets. So a lot of these are similar, just kind of reworked a little bit, as you can tell. Help companies in the fill in the blank target market generate better results from their content marketing efforts. I help support marketing teams during uncertain times. So that's kind of a combination of some of this flavor with some of the keywords from the previous bucket. So, you know, the idea here is take what you've come up with already and play around with these supplementary ideas and add some of these elements to what you have. And then just brainstorm a few potential value statements. And again, I can't emphasize this enough, keeping in mind that your value statement or value statement drafts that you've come up with and or you're going to come up with, those are internal statements for now. They're not meant to be elegant or finished copies. So resist the temptation to try to come up with something that's going to flow well, that's going to sing, that's going to be finished. Right now, we're just trying to work and brainstorm. The moment you tell yourself that this has got to sing, that this has got to really flow well, your creativity is going to be stifled. Trust me. So just play around with it. You don't need to show it to anybody. You can show it, of course, in the Facebook group if you wanted to. And you can qualify just to remind everybody if you want to, this makes you feel more comfortable, that, hey, these are not, you know, finished statements. This is just, I'm just playing around with some keywords and some key phrases here. What do you think? Okay, so Susan and I are happy to give you feedback there.